In two large randomized trials of treatment-experienced HIV-infected patients, maraviroc provided significantly better virologic control and increases in CD4 cell counts compared to placebo, all on a background of optimized antiretroviral therapy. Maraviroc represents a new class of anti-HIV drugs that target the host CCR5 cell surface receptor that the virus GP120 interacts with, rather than targeting the virus itself. At the 14th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections here in Los Angeles, Howard Mayer told me the trials involved more than 1,000 patients who were resistant to three classes of antiviral drugs or who had failed multiple previous regimens.
Basically, people that couldn't construct a viable regimen. And in two independent trials, one with approximately 600 patients and one with nearly 500 patients, well, basically showed that in these advanced patients, maraviroc added to optimized therapy resulted in a significantly greater response in terms of virologic suppression and increase in CD4 positive T cells compared with the patients that didn't receive maraviroc.
And what were the viral load suppressions like?
Week 24, 60% or more of the patients achieved viral load of less than 400 copies per ml in patients who received the maraviroc twice a day dose, as compared with half that in patients who received only optimized therapy, and the same sorts of results for the less than 50 copies per ml analysis. Nearly 50% of the patients who received maraviroc achieved a viral load of less than 50 copies per ml, with roughly only half of that number in patients who only received the best available regimen alone.
What were the results for CD4 counts?
The CD4 counts in the studies also showed that the increase in the maraviroc groups was double the increase in the placebo group. So for example, in MOTIVATE-1, which is this North American study, the increase in CD4 cells was 52 in the optimized therapy alone group, 107 in the maraviroc QD group, and 111 in the maraviroc BID group. So basically roughly double the increase that you'd get with just background therapy alone.
What did you see in terms of adverse effects?
We didn't really see any differences in the adverse event profile adjusted for duration of exposure between the maraviroc treatment groups and the placebo group. What was seen in the maraviroc treatment groups was basically similar to what was seen in the optimized background therapy alone group.
Where do you see this fitting in when it's approved, assuming it is approved?
Well, initially, I think because the treatment experience trials are going to be the first to read out, I think initially it will be used in treatment experienced patients. That'll be the indication. Obviously, the treatment naive study is not available yet. We hope that it will read out later this year, and we'll file an additional application for approval in treatment naive patients. And then if that's approved, hopefully next year, it may be used more in earlier HIV therapy.
What do you see as the clinical significance?
Well, I think it's a completely new way of treating HIV. I mean, all the other antiretrovirals target the virus itself. Maraviroc targets a host receptor and blocks HIV from entering the cell. It works extracellularly. It's a completely new way of treating HIV. If it's approved, it'll represent the first oral class of HIV therapies approved in 10 years. So I think that's it's a very important point in the HIV epidemic, with not only with the approval of maraviroc, but also hopefully the approval of other novel agents that'll be discussed at this conference.
Because of where it targets, do you think that there's less susceptibility or less chance for resistance?
I think that's possible. We don't have all the resistance data summarized, but it does look like maraviroc, in terms of CCR5-mediated resistance, appears to have a relatively high genetic barrier to resistance. Multiple mutations within the V3 loop of GP120 are required for resistance to develop to maraviroc.
Howard Mayer of Pfizer Global Research and Development in New London, Connecticut. On the issue of possible resistance, Mark Weinberg cautions that HIV is highly adaptable, and the results reported here so far for maraviroc were based on a planned 24-week interim analysis of trials scheduled to run for 48 weeks.
I think the CCR5 antagonists look terrific, and GP120 may be able to adapt to bound drug. We're going to be vigilant in terms of looking at how long-term use of CCR5 inhibitors might potentially impact on tropism and whether or not viruses will figure out ways of using the alternate receptor. You know, the data that are available so far are limited in scope. 48 weeks is not 3 years. And I think for a virus as wily as HIV is, you know, it is going to be necessary to look at these things beyond 48 weeks. And phase four studies are going to be extremely important in terms of instructing us with regard to how these viruses might yet manage to escape over longer periods of time than 48 weeks or 1 year.
Mark Wainberg of McGill University in Montreal, Canada, talking with me here at the 14th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections being held in Los Angeles. For the Audio Journal of Global Health Issues, I'm Dan Keller.